Hi, I'm Estate Planning Attorney Tom Doyle, and welcome to the podcast presentation of my Tuesdays with Tom teleseminar, Planning for the Blended Family. For more information on the American Center for Estate Planning and the services that we provide, or other Tuesday with Tom teleseminar presentations, please visit us at www.acfep.com. Thank you, and enjoy the presentation.
Again, I'd like to thank everyone for their participation in this evening's Tuesdays with Tom teleseminar, where we're going to be spending some time talking tonight about planning for the blended family, talk about a lot of the different issues that we see from an estate planning standpoint when we're dealing with the blended family, second marriages, my kids, your kids, our kids, all those situations that we're dealing with. As in the past, I would invite you to frequent the website www.acfep.com for future Tuesday with Tom seminars. So we try and keep those posted so that folks know what the upcoming topics are going to be. If you've participated before, you'd be aware of the fact a number of the past seminars are now available as a podcast. Can be listened to through your computer, downloaded to your MP3 player, and we're making those available as well. But let's spend some time talking about the blended families. And what I'm really not going to spend time talking about is the planning that people ought to be doing before they get married a second time with respect to potential dissolution of a marriage and a divorce, what we commonly think of as a prenuptial agreement. Those are certainly important considerations for clients who are about to enter into particularly a second marriage, which is what we're really talking about tonight. But that's really a whole different topic, and that's not the focus of what I want to talk about tonight. I really want to talk about the blended family from the estate planning standpoint and a number of the issues that we need to look at and be aware of in particular with our clients or ourselves in those situations. And the first piece of advice that I give to anybody who is contemplating remarriage is see your attorney beforehand. A lot of folks that I come across commonly will say something like, geez, Tom, I'm going to get married next November. We'll come in and we'll see you after I do. You want to have that conversation with your attorney occur before you get married so that you're fully understanding really what the various rights are that a spouse automatically has relative to inheriting from you simply because they are your spouse, how they might be able to waive those rights, what the circumstances are under those waivers. Because, for example, in Michigan, there are a number of things we're going to talk about that automatically occur when someone gets married, but we can, with appropriate planning, waive those things that are going to happen so that when you do get married, the default provisions that the state of Michigan have in play aren't going to apply to you. Those things are more difficult to do once you're married, although in Michigan we can, in fact, waive those various rights after marriage. But obviously after marriage, now two people have to agree to waive those rights. Before marriage, it still takes two people to agree, but part of the consideration in the pre-marriage is if people aren't going to agree to doing the waivers, then perhaps the appropriate thing might be for people not to get married. But once you're married, it just makes it a little bit more difficult in some situations to waive those. So what are these various rights that we're concerned about from an estate planning standpoint when someone gets married? There's really a few of them. The first is what we would basically think of as the right of inheritance. What does a spouse, by the mere fact they are a spouse, have by way of a right to inherit from their spouse when the spouse passes away. Now we're talking about an estate that's going through probate. We're not talking about jointly owned assets or assets that are going to pass outside of probate. Focusing on an estate that's going through probate, we have in Michigan, and all states have laws that are going to control this. They might not be the same as Michigan, but we have in Michigan this concept of what we call intestate rights, which is basically the right to receive a portion of your spouse's estate when you die. And in Michigan, that right and how much that's going to be is really going to be determined by whether or not you have children. Are those children also children of your spouse's or not? If you don't have children, do you have parents? That becomes important when we're dealing sometimes in a blended family where maybe one of the spouses doesn't have children but might have parents alive. So there's certain rights that a spouse is going to have to receive a certain portion of an estate when one passes away. In round numbers, in Michigan, that's going to start out generally, in many cases, somewhere in around the $200,000 range. Some cases it might be more like a $175,000.